$10,923. Shirley M. Caldwell, south of Road 462, Trussell Pond Road, approximately 7,269 feet east of Road 461, Old Stage Road. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home for medical hardship.
Please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Shirley M. Caldwell, 12572 Trussell Pond Road in Laurel.
And please hand on the Bible. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay.
As you know, I'm here to request a special use exception to retain a manufactured home that has for medical hardship.
Right.
It has been previously approved by this board for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I now would like to have it for my son.
Okay.
It's hasn't been any problems over the years. It's been there for about 18 years, yes.
Since 1994.
1994, yeah, 18 years. Mm-hmm.
1994, and that was for your father, and now you want it for your son.
Yes, and nothing is changed. We've got a letter here from the doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you receive a letter from the Planning and Zoning Department telling you to apply?
Telling me to what?
To apply, to renew.
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know that you can do that if this board approves this again, that all you would have to do is write a letter for a renewal. Are you familiar
yes,
with that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Of course, you have to have an affidavit again
right.
for the director.
Yes.
The inspector normally comes out there that looks at that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're familiar with it.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
How long has your dad not lived there?
He passed in October.
This past?
Past October.
Okay. Okay. How long do you anticipate your son needing to use this?
I'm going to say at least till, you know, it's time to renew again.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is the maximum that we could approve is 5 years.
Two.
I'm sorry.
Two
years.
Well, yeah,
I'm
two.
Thinking of something
I kept
else.
Holding,
yeah.
We can.
I kept holding this up,
yeah.
Mr. Mills.
And like Mr. Rickard said, before 2 years ends, if it's approved, you want to make sure that you have everything in order.
Right.
Then you don't have to go through this process again. Also, if your son should not, if it should not be used for him for any reason. Someone else, you would also need to come back. If it's just not being used anymore for anyone, or your son, it needs to be removed from the property.
Right.
It's important that you continue to, all you have to do the next time is go before the director. You don't have to go before us.
Yeah, it's only 46 cents.
Pardon?
It's only 46 cents for a stamp, see, and if not, $400.
Yes.
That's better, ma'am. Okay, hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious that because the use is... has been there for quite some time and hasn't substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and that is the question at hand. And so I would make a motion to approve case number 10,923 for a period of 2 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion exactly the way Mr. Mills had placed it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards. That we approve case number 10,923 for a period of 2 years. Okay, all those in favor of the motion. Again, Mr. Rickards. The reason
yes.
stated. Mr. Borman?
Yes. She met the standard for special use.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And aye for the reasons that have been stated in regards to the special use for the hardship.
Thank you
okay,
so
your
much.
Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see here, gentlemen. I'll go back. We got, let's see, I only got one. That's